Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Hey, strap yourself in. It's another week of Mouthing Off. We're talking college football. We finally got the two teams that are playing for the championship, Alabama and Georgia. And Patricia and Jeff, you know, well, Patricia and me told you, Jeff, that who was Harvey going to play for that? But
right, we sure did.
we tried to warn the boy, but the boy wouldn't pick the chili. But that's all right. We're going to address that chili later on in the show.
Is your butt on fire, Jeff?
Very much so.
Sorry.
I took an interesting gamble there. You know, I could have been the biggest genius of college football season, but it turns out I'm just another moron talking about college football.
Yeah, I told you he's going to be.
But hey, you know, give it to all the teams. They all played good, but Alabama.
It's the way it is.
Well, guess what?
What?
Yeah, I know. Eddie and Jeff. Well, we've got some news to talk about today on this show. Lots of goodies, but we're also going to be covering the passing of John Madden. John Madden says it all right there, you know, and all of his accomplishments. And that goes on and on and on.
You know, Patricia, Jeff and myself have worked with John Madden, and I worked with him, you know, twice. And I had the privilege of that was with Fox. I did the NFL with him, Jeff. And, you know, he was just such a cool dude, man. He's like, you know, just like one of the guys. And when you're around him, he's just prolific. You know, he'd take that Illustrator and he'd turn that Illustrator into magic, you know?
Absolutely.
That linebacker's coming from here. You know, the fullback's coming in here. Now he's fixing to get hit. Boom! You know, it's like, that's mad.
He's a true commentator. Absolutely. Oh, and then we're also talking about the passing of Dan Reeves, guys. That's another one. Wow.
Yeah,
and we extend our condolences to his family.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, and then All Busted Up coming up and much, much more. And, of course, Patricia's Power Play of the Week.
Uh-oh. Look out.
We look forward to all of that. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Around the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
With our newest unlimited plan, everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin. Eddie, take it away.
Hey, let me tell you something. John Madden was the head coach of the baddest ass Oakland Raiders for 10 seasons from 1969 to 1978. And he won Super Bowl 11.
There he
is. That's a job. That's the toughest job Oakland's had today. Lifting John Madden up. They got him up there. 250 pounds. Off they go. And the Raiders have won the Super Bowl championship. They are the world champs. And they did it most decisively and very impressively with a final score. Oakland 32 and Minnesota 14.
Yeah, after retiring from coaching, he was a color commentator for the NFL until 2009.
Number 99.
Elway asking for quiet. Don't forget he can roll out and likes to.
Seen him make in his life. I've ever seen anyone make, and this is the best of the three best.
Wow.
Look at the determination. He reads run the whole way. He reads Humphrey the whole way. He takes off for the jump before Humphrey takes off for his jump. That is football.
Eddie, I picked that clip specifically because a lot of the John Madden audio that I found was funny, and he was very much a steeped in knowledge football guy first, who just happened to be one of the funniest guys out there
in the world. Right.
And he's known for a lot of moments where it'll make you laugh with the telestrator, and he'll make you laugh with the little quips. But right. The man could also call football and understand it football. But speaking of funny things, there was an incident that happened on a football game that he and Pat Summerall were calling, where there was a pigeon that decided to land on the field. And I was right. watching this clip getting the audio, and it was funny to see because Pat Summerall thought someone's shoe flew off. And we'll listen to that call now, everybody. It's John Madden and Pat Summerall.
A pigeon on the field. How did he get in there? Well, he wanted to get down there. He couldn't get a seat. He tried to get up above, and there was no place. The only place there was only that he could land was right there.
He was in the middle of the action. I thought the shoe came off.
I'll tell you, there's the throw. Johnson really has him beat. And there's the pigeon was right there where Johnson was running. I think there were two pigeons there. Johnson's trying to run a post pattern, and the pigeon's getting away.
And they're still there.
That's you know, the old thing. You can run down to the pigeon and turn left.
I mean, that's what...
It doesn't get any better than that.
That's what really... I mean, those guys were together for 22 years, and that's
yes,
why. Because, you know, you're watching a football game, and it's already a very fun sport to watch. But to be able to sort of like have some sitting around the couch funny humor to go along with it, we've lost an incredible talent. And
my goodness! You
oh,
have
indeed.
No idea.
He's one of a kind.
And Jeff, you know, when you hear calls like that, and you know, we used to hear that every Sunday, and it was so special. And Madden and Summerall made the NFL special. They made them something. You know, it wasn't all about these politics crap and all this other stuff that's going on today. It's all about football and how it's happening, how it's going to work, what's going to happen. You know, and he'd get that illustrator out, you know, and he'll illustrate that pigeon landing in front of that guy. And then, you know, right before before that pigeon landed, he was running. He would have hit. He would have got 20 more yards. Oh my God! That pigeon tripped him up. You know, it's like you know, Madden was a hoot. And yeah. It's like
he really was indeed.
So, Eddie and Patricia, the thing that really Madden got known for towards the end of his career wasn't football at all. Wasn't calling football, coaching football. It was their turducken.
That's it. That's true.
Gosh, I wonder where those turkeys are going to be for Thanksgiving.
I have a feeling. I know. Kevin Barlow. Well, John, for years at CBS and Fox, it became a tradition, the turkey leg and all of that. And you brought to the knowledge of America the turducken. And so our friends at the Four Seasons cooked you a turducken. There it is.
That is.
I think it's a turducken.
It is a turducken. But I got to show you how to... I can't show you. I need fresh turducken. I'm going to have crazy turducken. But anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know this. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey. So as you cut down that way, you go turkey, dressing, duck, dressing, chicken.
You know, one of the great things about your coming over here is I'm able to ask you all of these questions. Because for a lot of years, I thought a turducken was some sort of a foul crossbreed. But it's not.
Well,
it's
just, I mean,
three
I mean,
different
it's,
things.
Yeah, yeah. It's really five different things. It's a chicken, a duck, a turkey, and two kinds of dressings.
And are you going to have one on your Thanksgiving table?
Yeah, I'm going to have one. I have to bring it, though. But, you know, because it... Oh, here's a picture of one.
Turducken.
Yeah.
Picture. That's the, that is what, it.
And you see, you cut it, like, right down here. See, and then this is what it looks like inside. See, so you got turkey, and then duck, and then dressing, and then chicken.
Oh.
And then you just have to do it that way, or... Now, if any of that makes sense.
Now, can I get some hoisin sauce with that? That's unbelievable.
You know, the first time I ever had one of these, I ate it with my fingers, and then I had to shake hands, and I didn't know whether...
Stay away from me.
So, what you don't
That's
see...
That's Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Al Michaels bitching and moaning.
What you don't see there, though, is that John Madden first is telestrating over a picture of a turducken where to cut it. But then they bring one in, and he's got it sitting on the table, but he doesn't have a knife. So, he uses his hand to cut the turkey... duck and chicken open and then slice it the other way and it turns this big mess on the plate, and that's why he's joking about not knowing if you should shake someone's hands. He's covered in turducken.
Oh, that, you know, that's magic.
I love
right
it, Ter Duncan.
You know that,
right?
Patricia, that is what you
I think
call
we. I think
magic.
We need to do that, guys, next Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving. I think we should just do it in memory of him. I'm going to take a turkey and do that and slice it, cut it in the middle. You know, hey,
well,
it sounds good to me.
As he said,
and
it's got
to
be
sauce.
it's got to be a chicken stuffed in a duck stuffed into turkey with dressing around each. Forget about it. I don't have the time or the patience for that.
Here's what we'll do. You know who made it, so we'll just go to the Four Seasons and have them make that for us. You don't have to worry about it.
And put it on Eddie's bill.
We might get kicked out, Eddie, of the Four Seasons if we say, can you do that? Can you take that and put the duck and then, you know, oh, and the chicken? Can you debone all three and put it in the middle?
Well, I just tell them that, you know, that John Madden sent me.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to kick you out for a whole different reason if you tell them that now.
Nope.
Right.
Don't ever say it's impossible with Eddie Mansfield because I'll make it happen. So help me God.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, John Madden won 16 sports Emmys. You know, that's amazing. It's not really because the guy is amazing. So to hear that, that's just another one of his accomplishments. But since 1988, he'd lent his name, expertise, and the color commentating, which, by the way, was one of the best to me, and I'm sure everyone who listened to John Madden. He later called the Madden NFL video game series, which, wow, that's so cool. Much less have a video game, you know?
It's, yeah, to this day, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But there was other choices besides John Madden.
Well, who would that be?
You know, I was kind of shocked to know as well, but the first choice was Joe Montana of the 49ers.
That would have been a big mistake.
Right?
Oh. Hey,
and the second choice, Joe Kep. Do you know Joe Kep? Former Vikings and Pats quarterback.
Oh, Joe Kep.
Also a Cal Bears coach.
Yeah. What a joke.
Patricia's Power of the Week.
Oh, Ken Stabler, which of course was one of John Madden's. He was nicknamed the Snake. An American football quarterback who played in the National Football League for 17 seasons. Wow.
That's a lot. Absolutely.
Primarily with the Oakland Raiders. But he played college football with, guess what? Alabama, Jeff.
Yep.
And was selected by the Raiders in the second round, right? The 1968 NFL draft. During his 10 seasons in Oakland, Stabler received 4 Pro Bowl selections and was named the most valuable player 1974. Wow. Stabler also helped the Raiders win their very first bowl title in Super Bowl. That would be Super Bowl 11, I want to say. He was inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2016. Wow. Oh, what a good run he had.
You know, Kenny Stabler was something else. They don't make those guys like that anymore. And, you know, something Jeff and Patricia, they always used to say that Kenny Stabler studied his playbook by the lights of the jukebox. So, and everybody needs to know this, that Kenny Stabler was one of the greatest quarterbacks ever in the NFL. And he's one of the hardest. He partied hardy. And I just love that about him. And What was really cool about John Madden, a lot of people don't know, is that the Raiders never had curfew. They could stay up till 4 or 5 in the morning. He didn't care. Longest you won.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Around the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Mouthing off all around the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Around the World with Fat City Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin.
Hey, I can tell you one thing, Patricia. John Madden never had a losing season as an NFL head coach with the Raiders or anybody else. And he has the best overall winning percentage in NFL history. And it doesn't get better than that.
Indeed. You know, he was a great coach. He had the best coaching career. Madden was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 2006.
You know, you always think of, you know, what it would be like if you ever enshrined into the Hall of Fame, and people say, what will you do when you get up to the podium? And I tell them, I don't know. I'll tell you when I get up there. And right now, I don't have a lot of, I got like numb. You know, like a tingle, you know, from the bottom of my toes to the top of my head. I mean, this is so special. You know, all the guys talk about who's going to, you know, break up. I started to break up when Al Davis was talking. And so, if they have a contest or any bet, I knew I was going to lose that one anyway. But I just wanted to take this first moment just to make a memory and, you know, say how special this feeling is. You know, I mean, to be in here, you know, in Canton with these great people of Canton, Ohio. I mean, you can't believe the job that they do. It's not only today, I mean, the game, the parade. I mean, they have 100,000 people at the parade at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, this is a special place. And this is a celebration of football. And when you celebrate pro football, it has to be here in Canton, Ohio, because this is where the NFL started. And I want to thank you people and all the pro football fans and the pro football writers that voted me into the Hall of Fame, led by, you know, Frank Cooney and Ira Miller. A special thanks to them, but, you know, everyone that made that possible. It was a long wait, but it was a wait that, you know, when you finally get in, it's made it all worthwhile because the feeling is so special and you appreciate it so much more. And the class that I go in with, I mean, Harry Carson and Rayfield Wright and Warren Moon and you know, Reggie White and Sarah, you know, is and Troy Aikman is such a great thing, and I'm proud to be in this class because we're always going to be connected with each other. We'll always be, you know, the class of 2006, and that'll be forever. And I'll tell you, these are all good people, good guys, and I am proud as hell to go into this 2006 Hall of Fame class with these guys. These are good and warm people. And then, you know, the Hall of Famers behind me, that's what it's all about. You know, I was reading the NFL stats and history book, and that's what you do when you ride a bus, when you don't fly, you read, you know, big old thick books like that. But they had a chapter on history, and the first page in the chapter of history was a list of the Hall of Famers. And I said, that's right, they got it. That is our history. The players that played before us, the players that played when they didn't have face masks, when they had leather helmets, when got this thing started, the players that played in smaller stadiums, you know, didn't have the medical thing, didn't have anything, they laid the foundation for this great game, and we should never forget it. I say to NFL teams that you ought to honor your history more. Sometimes we tend to get caught up in the players and the games now. Honor your history. Bring back the Hall of Famers. Bring back their teammates. Let the fans show their appreciation to their history. Because I know that, you know, going in with these guys is so special. And, you know, we always talk about immortality, you know, and some of us think maybe we will be immortal, that we'll live forever, but, you know, when you really think about it, we're not going to be. But I say this, and this is overwhelming and mind-blowing, that through this bust, with these guys, in that hall, we will be forever. And, you know, when you think of that, it just blows your mind. It's forever and ever and ever. And you have to stay with me a moment on this one. This is a little goofy here, and you're going to say, oh, there's old Madden being goofy again. But I started thinking about this after I got voted into the Hall of Fame. And the more I think about it, the more I think it's true, and now I know it's true and I believe it. Here's the deal. I think over in the Hall of Fame that during the day the people go through, and they look at everything. And then at night there's a time when they all leave. And all the fans and all the visitors leave the Hall of Fame. Then there's just the workers. And the workers start to leave. And then it gets down, there's just one person. And that person turns out the light, locks the door. I believe that the bust talk to each other. And I can't wait for that conversation. I really can't. To Vince LaMarche, to Newt Rockne, to, you know, to Reggie, to Walter Payton, to the guys that you want to say, to all my players, my ex-players, you know, we'll be there forever and ever and ever talking about, you know, whatever. And that's what I believe, and that's what I think is going to happen, and no one's ever going to talk me out of that. Thank you. Those guys back here all going, oh no, I don't have to put up with this BS for eternity. But this is a celebration, and it should be fun, and you know, it has to be great. And to have Al Davis here is something special. I mean, if it weren't for Al, I wouldn't be here. And, you know, he was the guy that gave me an opportunity. He was a guy that hired me 40 years ago, brought me into pro football. He was a guy that made me a head coach when I was 32 years old. And I had 2 years of pro coaching experience. Now that's where, who the heck names a guy 32 years old as a head coach? Al Davis did. But he not only named me head coach, but he stood behind me and he helped me. And he provided me with players, with great players. As he was saying, 9 of the players were in the Hall of Fame. I mean, those are the types of players that he provided me with. And he stood behind me not only the 10 years I was the head coach, but he stood behind me for the last 40 years. And Al Davis is a friend, always has been a friend. I remember I had the opportunity to induct him into the Hall of Fame. And at the time, I said, you know, talking about loyalty and what a guy Al Davis was, I said that he's the guy that, you know, if you had anything happen, you had one phone call, who would you make that phone call to? I said it would be Al Davis. All these years later, I had an opportunity. I got voted into the Hall of Fame. I had a phone call to make for a presenter, and I called Al Davis. Yeah, I just talked to my mom, and, you know, she's watching, and, you know, hi, Mom, I love you, and I know she... I was talking about how excited I am and how I haven't slept in 3 days and, you know, my mind is mush. She just said, me too. She has the same feelings and, you know, and she's not right here, but she's here in spirit and she's a special person that's been with me, you know, for 70 years of my life. And I know that my dad, who died in 1960, is up there looking down and laughing. And my mom's probably laughing right now, too, because when I was a sophomore in high school, I was playing in summer baseball, and I was playing on 3 or 4 different teams. And I told my dad, I'm going to drop a couple of these because I want to get a job to make some money. And my dad said, "Nah," he said, "I'll give you a couple bucks. Go caddy, make a few loops, and you'll be okay." He said, "Don't work." He said, "Because once you start work, you're going to have to work the rest of your life." And my dad worked hard. He was a mechanic, and he worked hard. And, you know, and I'm, the reason I say that he's up there laughing right now is because I listened to him, and I continued to play, and I have never worked a day in my life. I went from player to coach to a broadcaster, and I am the luckiest guy in the world.
That should be required reading for every young boy in the world.
The knowledge that he just passed on. To,
oh, God. That speech just tugged at my heartstring.
Oh, it will.
What an amazing induction speech.
I mean,
what a great human being.
That's why he was who he was. You know, Madden worked for all 4 major television networks. CBS from 1979 through 1993. What a hell of a run. That was with Summerall, and then, you know, Fox from 1994 to 2001, and then ABC 2002 to 2005, and NBC 2006 to 2008, right before he retired. And he was also a pitch man for products like Miller Lite.
Boy, can I go for a nice cold light beer from Miller.
Fast-acting Tenactin.
Tenactin cures even tough cases of athlete's foot fungus. Get tough-acting Tenactin.
And McDonald's.
On the road, nobody can get you a great hot meal faster than McDonald's. And I figured out how they do it. Ginny calls signals, sends Carl deep for a Big Mac, and cuts inside for your Coke. Look at him fly. Back here, you got Joel putting the moves on a Big Mac. Doink, doink. Now Carl hands off to Beth and clears a lane. This team's got it together. See what I mean? It all ends with a pass to you, hot and fast.
You get it hot, you get it fast.
Want to see it again? Drive on in.
At McDonald's.
I mean, this guy, Patricia, was so special. When you look at a John Madden, there'll never, ever be another one of them. So help me God. And you know something? It really kind of makes me hungry. And you know what that McDonald's commercial did for me? I want to go have a Mac attack right now, and we'll be right back.
Indeed.
Because I want to go get a Mac attack. You going with me?
Mouthing Off, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Just back from the Baudet family reunion, and honestly, I'm a little baffled by my nephew. Last reunion, he was still bouncing on my knee. Now he's hitting his head on ceiling fans. Good thing they stayed at Motel 6, where there's comfy beds with plenty of room to stretch out on. And great low rates, because, you know, teenagers, eating a week's worth of groceries for lunch. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. For you.
This report is brought to you by T-Mobile. Travel is back, but so is inflation.
Travel demand from consumers and business professionals is up, but higher prices and volatile airline schedules present unique challenges for summer travel, not to mention the struggle of staying connected while traveling. T-Mobile is here to fix that. Introducing Coverage Beyond, free in-flight connection, free high-speed data worldwide, and more. T-Mobile customers can now stream and stay connected in flight all flight long and right when they touch down abroad, too. T-Mobile believes your phone should just work wherever you go, even when you're outside the signal of its network. Right as travel prices are rising, T-Mobile continues to help customers get back out there and save money. T-Mobile customers now get a free year of AAA on us. And to help take the sting out of rising gas prices, its customers now get 25 cents off per gallon this summer through the week of Labor Day. Where can listeners go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com/travel. This report is sponsored by Amazon. Back to school season is upon us. With a number of preparations underway for the whole family, cut back on time and money spent with an Amazon Prime membership. Take advantage of exclusive deals and convenient, fast, free delivery options on essentials like school supplies, groceries for school lunches, and more. That's not all. With Prime Reading, families can access more than 3,000 books and magazines, including free educational content. As a study break, you can also enjoy unlimited access to award-winning movies, series, and live sports with Prime Video, or ad-free listening of 2 million songs, thousands of stations and playlists, and thousands of podcasts with Amazon Music. Best of all, Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership option for qualifying government assistance recipients, including SNAP, EBT, and Medicaid, giving families access to all of Prime's benefits at just half the cost of a regular membership. To learn more about the discounted option, visit amazon.com/qualify now.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia, Sunny the California Girl Summerlin. Eddie.
All busted up.
Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral hurt in the Sugar Bowl game versus Baylor. Baylor kicked their ass 21-7, but the docs thought it was more serious than it really turned out to be, and he has a severe ankle sprain. And if you're an ex-athlete or anybody who's had a real severe ankle sprain, it's worse than a break. And, you know, Lane Kiffin was relieved, believe me. He was pretty choked up, and you know, it is what it is, and it's a violent game. And you have a tendency to get hurt every now and then, but you never want to see someone get hurt where they can't play the game anymore they love. And you just want everybody to come out healthy. And, you know, a few knocks around, it's good for you. But I'm just glad that this kid turned out good, and because he's a real good QB. And Matt's going to turn out to be a good quarterback for Ole Miss Rebels.
I had a sprain. And it about killed me. It took me out of the match. So I totally understand that, Eddie, on that end. And yeah. I'm sure you do, too. It's not pretty. And it hurts. No. It hurts bad.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean, I jumped off the top rope one night to the floor. And that was back when we had concrete we landed on. Not these little I don't know what they call these things.
Not even the thin mats?
And so when I hit, problem was somebody had thrown beer and stuff right on the floor right at me, you know, when I was coming off the top rope to the floor. And when I hit, my left foot just slipped and it flipped in my boot. And my ankle swelled up so quick. I had to hurry up and wrap that match up, and I got in. I had to cut my damn boot off, and I had custom wrestling boots, you know, and they're very expensive. Yeah. And so, you know, that damn boot is cost as much as most people making a week. And so bottom line is, or more than a week, but it's like.
Yeah. Well, just like our outfits or uniforms.
Yeah, I had to cut it off and to get my, to get my foot on it. And so that's when I learned about DMSO, I'm not pushing this, but this is horse liniment. And it was a horse trainer there. It's a friend of ours. And he does all the thoroughbreds and stuff and for racing. And I'll never forget this, Jeff. This is the wildest thing you've ever seen in your life. He goes, Ed, take this DMSO. And he's rubbing that on me and rubbing it on me, you know, before I got in the shower. I couldn't even put my foot down. And so he says, you rub this tonight before you go to bed. You rub it and rub it and rub it. And he says, in the morning, you'll be just fine. And I'm thinking to myself, what is this guy on? Don't give me any of that. You know what I mean? I can't even put my foot down. But he says, this DMSO is going to, you know, it's horse liniment. He's putting it on. So I swear to God, I put that horse liniment on.
I heard about that stuff.
I did. And the site.
That's some secret stuff. And it works.
It does. The next morning, I got up, I jumped out of bed, and nothing was wrong with my ankle. I went and wrestled that night. Like, I'm like, God, and I'm jumping off the top rope and nothing. And my ankle didn't even hurt.
Well, if Matt Corral's listening, get him some DMSO. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, go get you some DMSO, big boy. And you'll be fine.
Exactly. That's it. Well, Eddie and Jeff, we got the college national championship. Uh-oh. Guess what? Number one, Alabama versus number two, Georgia. Monday, January 10th is the big game at 8 p.m. And guess where? Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. What do you guys think? We already know, or I do. I happen to love Alabama, and I think they're going to kick their butt.
Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to go against you.
Fine.
But you know, before we address
We got to make a bet, Eddie. Let's do it.
Hey, before we address that, Patricia, we got to address this Skyline Chili pick that Jeff, you know, the queen of picks, you know.
You're going to get razzed, Jeff, on this one, boy. Man.
You picked the Skyline Chili to beat Alabama. Are you out of your – yeah, you are out of your mind. I'm just
they got well, spanked.
Let me tell you, Eddie. I watched that game because I was really, really hoping that I hope anybody beats Alabama. But I was really, really I put myself out on the line there with that Cincinnati pick. And I watched that game, and it the score ended up being a lot uglier than that game. And there were two plays that changed the face of that game. The defense stopped Alabama. They got the ball back. The first play, quarterback throws a little short pass to the wide receiver, wide open, out just to his left. He was going to have a beeline to the goal line. Kid drops it. Just completely drops it. Then they go three and out. They punt the ball. Defense stops them again. Then they go three and out again. And I was like, all right, obviously, the thing about Alabama was that this kid couldn't throw a short pass without one of those guys that I feel like their wingspans are 12 feet long. They were knocking down every pass that he tried to throw short. He either had to drop back 10 steps in the pocket and throw the ball directly up in the air and hope somebody could go up and catch it or run. There was nothing he could do. But you're right. I went out on a limb there. I put my money where my mouth was, and my mouth got punched.
Yeah, the only problem with that guy dropping that ball, he had too much Skyline Chili on his hand.
Maybe he did.
That's right.
It looked like he did. Too much in his stomach,
though. Let's not forget, because nobody's saying what it was, but it was 6-27. So.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, though, Patricia, it was 13-6 when that kid missed that pass, and the air was sucked out of Cincinnati's defense once they stopped those guys twice, and the offense couldn't do anything with the ball. But you're right, Alabama did beat, and I'm going to go with Eddie on this one. I like Georgia to beat Alabama in the national championship because I feel like they're the better team. It's hard to bet against Alabama. They've been good for so long. They've won so many championships. Nick Saban is obviously the best college coach now, if not of all time
in history.
It's arguable now. He might not even be the best coach in Alabama history, but you can make the argument at this point. And
but, you know, when you talk about Georgia, you know, that Stetson Bennett, he shut him up. He said when he threw those three TDs against Michigan, and Georgia showed Harbaugh and that Michigan go blue crap that where they needed to go. They got their butt handed to them on a silver platter, and there was nothing they could do about it. And, you know, now the big deal is he's got to silence Alabama Crimson Tide. And, you know, that's a tough deal.
And that's tough, right?
It's really tough.
Brian Robinson on there. Yeah, Brian Robinson is good. 248 carries and 14 touchdowns. And then, you know, Stenson Bennett, 27 touchdowns for the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm still betting on Alabama, guys.
Yeah, you know, the NCAA made a calculated move here in placing that Alabama-Georgia game as the national championship game. That's what they wanted. That's what they got. But it would have been really interesting if the seedings were done properly and Cincinnati would have played Michigan and Alabama would have played Georgia in the first round, because I feel like that Michigan-Cincinnati...
That Cincinnati Skyline Chili. Let me tell you something. Those guys didn't even deserve to be there.
They did, Ed.
I'm telling you, they suck.
They don't.
It was so bad. It was like a D3 team trying to.
We must have been watching a different game.
An SEC team, and they can't do it. You just can't do it. You're not going to beat Alabama, and you're not going to beat a Georgia. They would have had trouble beating Vanderbilt. I'm just telling you.
Just add that chili, extra chili, hot sauce to that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That chili is so bad. I mean, they got cinnamon in that damn chili. That's how bad it is. I mean,
they love it over there. I mean, the fact of the matter is that they love that stuff over there in Cincinnati. And Cincinnati they beat Notre Dame this season. They definitely.
Yeah, that's the only person they beat that was worth the
loop. Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on. It's like. Bottom line is, you can't compare Cincinnati Skyline Chili Boys to play Alabama or University of Georgia and think they're going to come out.
Hey, listen, one season ago, they lost to Georgia 24-21 in the Peach Bowl. They are not a joke. I'm telling you, that game wasn't what it looked like on the final score. I'm Cincinnati strong. I'm sticking with it.
All right. Did you hear that, Cincinnati?
Wait till next year, you know.
And they're probably.
I don't know
if they're going to have the same team again next year. That's hard to do in college football, but it's been a fun run for them. It's like the old UCF run, but they kept it together a lot longer.
You want to talk about UCF? I'm so proud of those guys at UCF. They whipped those Florida Gator butts, and now all of a sudden, you know, you got UCF. They did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, the coach they got, Greg Malzone, is not one of my favorite guys ever. You know, he sucked at Auburn. He killed the program. He was kind of like at Dan Millen at Florida. How do you go to University of Florida and kill a program like he did? It's unconscionable, really. Patricia, when you think about it, he had a whole – I mean, if you can't win in the state of Florida, you ain't gonna win anywhere. They got the greatest.
You better get out
in the country.
You should be talking.
You're gonna get bit by those Gators.
Every coach in Florida right now, none of them can win. What is going on in Florida?
Yeah, you got a bunch of dumbass coaches. That's
I guess so. Something's going wrong.
Pretty much.
But let's go. Let's talk a little bit about the Alabama and Georgia. Now it's going to get down to, okay, can the assistant, who was his defensive coordinator, he wasn't just an assistant coach, he was a defensive coordinator and a great one. Kirby Smart was a great ball player at the University of Georgia, and he's done great things for his alma mater. Okay, but if Saban gets in his brain like he did before in the SEC championship, it's going to be a rough night for the boy. And a rough night for the Dogs. But I think the Dogs are going to show up. I think they got embarrassed enough by going undefeated, Patricia, and then getting beat in the SEC title game. And I think that, you know, even though you're picking Alabama, which is a great pick, it's just tough to pick against Alabama. I'm just telling you. Because when you have
that,
like,
tide's going to be really big, boy. And you know I'm a surfer, so – I got to go with the Tides. I'm sorry. Crimson Tide.
You're going with a Heisman Trophy, you know, quarterback.
And he might be the best quarterback that Nick Saban's had at Alabama.
Absolutely. And he's really, really good. And I just think that you know, sometimes I think that that Georgia, and Georgia's got a great ball team. They went undefeated, and it's tough to do in the SEC to go undefeated. And they got something, they're going to bring it. And I think they're going to bring it this time. It's either going to be a close game or it's going to be a blowout, period.
All right, that's that remains to be seen.
It could be a blowout with that chili.
All right.
They already blown out it.
They've been blown out.
Skyline chili, you're right.
All right, we'll be right back right after this.
Mouthing off all around the world.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Now back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts.
We are back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts, with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin.
That's the least you can say, man. We got the baddest. We are the baddest group in the world, Mouthing Off. And I can tell you one thing. We've had one heck of a show, and we honored one of the greatest human beings in the world. And that's Coach John Madden, Patricia.
That's right.
It was very touching. And when you hear his Hall of Fame speech, it was just something that people needed to hear. And in this nasty world that we're living in right now, they needed to hear that. And maybe it can bring people closer together instead of all this divisiveness. And that's just not the way John Madden lived his life.
That's right. And that's so very true. And I sure hope that they listen to this and understand that, because we need to make this world a better place. And it was so heartwarming to hear his speech and to give thanks to his parents up above. And wow. And just know what we're doing for Coach John Madden right now. Today, Sunday, right? They play the NFL games all day, as we know. Mm-hmm. They've honored him with silence.
As well as they should.
And then also in Pleasanton, California, where he resides, with his family, his wife and 2 sons, every flag there in Pleasanton was at half staff.
Oh, wow.
And I believe here in my area, a lot of football fans, half staff for the flags. And that it warms my heart just to know that, because he deserved it.
Absolutely.
There'll never be another John Madden. Never.
The television executives hope you're wrong, because they've been trying to fill that void for years now and have come up short. And, when Al Michaels decides to hang it up, there's going to be a need for a great commentator, a crew like that, to take the NFL into the future, because I haven't seen anything like them since. And no. It's hard to imagine anything going forward.
You know, Jeff, he spoke volumes when you just said that, because as a producer, and if I was producing Monday Night Football, it wouldn't be the way it is today, believe me. Hey, Patricia, Jeff, thanks again for another great week of Mouthing Off. And to you fans, thanks for listening. See you next week.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk,
and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.